First Doctor Rabbi Dr. Brian Galbert, Baruch Tzibber Ruvay Nelson, and Daniela Sara, Bas Eliezer Yisrael Levy, this is Danny Grazier, Allah Hashem, which both be made Tzioshe for us and all Klaus, or Bez Hashem. I'm going to say it's 10 different ideas, some of them stories, some of them ideas, and try to prepare ourselves for the Yom HaKadosh, Yom Kippur, Abba Aleinu L'Tovah. The first idea comes to us from Rabbi Saul Salanter. A lot of the ideas actually I took out of Rabbi Abraham J. Tursky's Tursky Amachzer Yom Kippur, again on Amazon, it's excellent. So he writes from Rabbi Saul Salanter that once they were waiting for Rabbi Saul Salanter for Kol Nidre, and what happened was, twilight was approaching, Seis HaChom was coming, and Rabbi Saul wasn't there. So they sent a gabbai, they sent someone to go to Rabbi Saul's home, but he wasn't there. And on the way back, the shliach, the messenger, the gabbai, they saw Rabbi Saul Salanter sitting in a room, right next door to the shul. And he was rocking a baby's crib. And they said, Rebbe, the gabbai said, what are you doing here? Klai Yisrael, you're the congregation, the tzibur is waiting for Kol Nidre. And Yisrael Salander said, shh, you'll wake the baby. He just fell asleep. On the way to shul, I heard the baby cry. His mother had gone to shul. I've been rocking him to sleep now. But how could I go say Kol Nidre when an infant is still crying? How can I go to Kol Nidre when I see that their baby's in need and baby's in tears? And I thought this was a tremendous, powerful idea because it really goes to what Yisrael Salander is all about. Yisrael Salander used to tell everyone, during a Seder Simei Tshuva, it's super, super important to always be besimcha when you're on the street. Because sometimes it's a very serious time of Seder Simei Tshuva, and people's sins and people's mistakes could be on their head, could be on their mind. When you give them a little extra smile, Sevzal Salanter, you're not only doing something that you should be doing every day, but it's an extra thing you should be doing during a Seder Simei Tshuva. And this reminded me of something else Rizal Salanter said. Someone came to Rizal Salanter and asked him, what should be my kavana? What should be my kavana when I put on my talis in the morning? And you know what he said? He said, when you put on your talis, have in mind that you don't hit the person next to you or behind you with your sitzer strings. To make sure your ben adam l'makom doesn't interfere with someone's ben adam l'chavero. Which goes perfectly with exactly what Yisrael Salanter was saying about this baby. How can I go into my ben adam l'makom, to my kol nidre, when I know there's a Jew in need and there's baby in tears? Beautiful three things from Yisrael Salanter. Moving on to idea number two. So as we continue on in the Yom Kippur, we know we say Slichos after Marv. And we know we say one of the things we're going to say over and over again is the Vidui. We say, Im avaneinu anu vano, Kadosh Baruch Hu, our sins testify against us. Please act mercifully with us for the sake, for the Leman Shimcha, for your name. And says the Shalom Abel is a beautiful idea. What happened was, there was a story in his base mitzvah that there was a Jew who kept on repeating those words, Im avaneinu anu vano, Im avaneinu anu vano. Our sins testify against us. They look for us as children. Kept on saying this over and over again. So he went over the Balzer Rebbe and he asked him, why are you doing this? Why do you keep on repeating it? He says, Im avaneinu, if we have sinned, anu banu, we are still your children. At the end of the day, I wanted to tell myself that even though I sinned, I'm telling myself, anu banu, HaKadosh Baruch, I'm still your child. I want to come back to you. I want to come back to my father. I want to come back to my tati. And this is exactly what we've been saying a lot over the past month. That Rav Biderman loved quoting the Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Vav, the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. When do we consider Kadosh Baruch Hu's children? And Rabbi Yehuda holds, only when we consider, we do Ratzon Hashem. But if not, we're considered Avanim, but Rabbi Meir says, not Bekach Lekach Nikrabanim. Either way, we're considered Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. And the Rashba in the Tshuva, Tshuva 190, he says, we paskin usually like in machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But here, we paskin like Rabbi Meir. And the Kabrina Rebbe, Zuchus Ganalenu, says, it's a mitzvah lefarsim this Rashba to remember Im avaneinu anu vanu, says this Jew to the Belzer Rebbe. At the end of the day, bekach lekach nikrabanim, to remember that we're still a child to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, he could always come back. Beautiful insights from the Belzer Rebbe and the Gemara and Kiddush from Rav Biderman, bringing it all together, the Rashba and the Kabbalah. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from Rav Chaim Friedlander, the Sifsei Chaim. So he says that the word Ashamnu, we're going to say Ashamnu Begana Gazano. So the Pashup Shad Ashamnu means that we have sinned, we have been guilty. Rav Chaim Friedlander says, we know what the word Ashamnu has a deeper pshat. It comes from the word of Shemama, empty. Says Rav Chaim Friedlander, what are we saying Ashamnu, the beginning of all the sins? Why does sin occur? Says Rav Chaim Friedlander, because we feel empty, we feel lost, we feel dry. We feel at the end of the day we don't feel connected. That's where all the sins come from. Sin comes when a person's life is empty. And that's why we start with Ashamnu. Ashamnu doesn't just mean we're guilty. Ashamnu means I feel empty. And that's why all these other things happen. Magano, Gazano, Dibano, Dofi, all these things because I was empty. And this, and Rav Tursky quotes, and he quotes the Kotzker Rebbe, and he says, a person shouldn't sin not because he shouldn't sin. A person shouldn't sin because you're so busy with doing mitzvahs. Sumerav asei tov means not just go away by doing bad. No, asei tov, you should be so busy with Torah and mitzvahs, with doing for other people, with growing in avodas Hashem, sin doesn't, it's not even on your mind. And that's exactly what Chaim Friedlander is saying. Hashamnu means we're empty. And that's why all sin comes. But when you focus yourself, says the Kutzker, on doing positive actions, then sin can't even creep in. Beautiful insight for Chaim Friedlander. The Kutzker, moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes from Yosha Divrei Emes. And he says something so simple. He says, so many of us run, we're running through Pesukei Dezimra. And he says, Yomim Noram, the Iker Tefillah is the Pesukei Dezimra and the Shema Shmon Esrei. Don't be rushing through to get to the Avoda for Yom Kippur and to get to the Viduis. To be able to make sure that the Berachas HaShachar, the Berach Shamar, the Asher Yishtabach, the Pesukei Dezimra is so special as well. Yosha Divrei Emes says the Iker Tefillahs are the main ones. And the other ones are just Tufa, they're Tefillah. The Viduis is very important. But at the end of the day, to know, to don't just rush through the Iker. The Iker is also very important. The things that we do constantly every day, don't just run through those things. Take advantage. Beautiful insight of the Yosha Divrei Emes. Moving on to idea number five. Idea number five comes to us from the Altar of Kelm. The Altar of Kelm says, we can say this over and over again on Yom Kippur. Kiva Yom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem, L'taher Eschem, Mikochat Oseichem Lefnei Hashem. For on this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive us, and then He's going to cleanse us from all our sins before Hashem. The Altar of Kelm says, it seems that it should be the opposite. First you clean yourself, and then you get forgiven. Why does it say here, you're forgiven, and then you clean yourself? At the end of the day, shouldn't tshuva come before the sins are erased? And says the Altar of Kelm, a beautiful insight. He says one of the reasons why chet is so destructive is that it numbs a person's sensitivities, that we lose the ability to distinguish between good and evil. And it's only with Hashem's help, and with Hashem's grace, that if a person shows any indication of remorse and he feels bad, then Hashem removes the numbness. Then Hashem removes the numbness and he could feel a little bit, and then he could feels that at the end of the day, he could be purified. First you have to be atoned. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, first you do your part, and then I'm going to forgive you, and then you could be purified. But Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see us take the first step as well. Habal Atar Messiah and so. And the Zera Kodesh says another beautiful idea on this pasuk. L'tahar eschem mikol chato seichem lefnei Hashem, says the Rav Shitzer Rebbe, a beautiful insight. He says, they know that there are sins that we know that we did, but says the Rav Shitzer Rebbe, there are also sins that we know that we do not know that we did, that only Ribbono Shel Olam knows, that only Kadosh Baruch Hu knows, and that's how we beg Hashem. L'tahar eschem, you should purify us and forgive us, mikol chato seichem lefnei Hashem, the ones that are from before you, that only you know about. At the end of the day, the sins that you know about, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should forgive them as well. The seventh idea, a beautiful story that Rabbi Nachman quoted from Rav Shalom of Belz. His Gabbai saw that Rav Shalom of Belz was breathing very heavily on Yom Kippur, and he went over to make sure the Rebbe was okay. And he asked the Rebbe, are you okay? And he said, the Belz Rebbe said, I'm just breathing in the Kedusha, I'm breathing in the air of Yom Kippur. Breathing in the air of Yom Kippur means that not only Yom Kippur when I'm davening is special, but Yom HaKadosh is infused with Kedusha. That in between the davenings, okay, if I want to put my head down for a little bit, but to know that in between, I'm in Kodesh Kadashim, I'm Mamash HaMalach, once a year, me and the Rabbon Hashem, one-on-one. And that's what the Shalom HaBel said, I'm breathing in the air of the Kedusha of Yom Kippur. The next two ideas will end up with a beautiful, beautiful insights of Ne'ila. Rav Yaakov Emden, beautiful insight on the Ne'ila. Sorry for the technical difficulty over there. Back to Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden says, we don't know why Ne'ilah is so great, because the Gemara tells us, the Pasuk says in Shemos, by Moshe in the basket. And what happens? Moshe's crying in our bocha, and Batya has rachamim. Says Rav Yaakov Emden, you want to know why it's so important by Ne'ilah? And so important to have tears and try really, really hard. Even though because it's the end of Yom Kippur, it's so hard. We know that the end is near, and we're so tired and so hungry. We have to make sure to cry, because at the end of the day, the only reason why Batya had rachamim on Moshe because she heard him crying. Says Rav Yaakov Emden, it's the end of Aseret Yemei Teshuva. The gates are locking. Ne'ilah is na'al yod kei, this farm say. You're locking yourself in the room with you and Hashem one-on-one. You're tired, you're exhausted. But with a little bit of more of emotion, pushing a little harder, with a little more tears, a little more sincerity, Then that brings down Kadosh Baruch Hu's mercy. Just like Batya was moved when he heard Moshe's tears, Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring down his mercy when he hears our tears as well. The ninth idea of the Tefer Shlomo says a beautiful insight. Tefer Shlomo of Radar says, you want to know why Ne'ilah is so special? Ne'ilah is so special because the Gemara tells us in Brachos, and Daf Yud Beis and Aleph, that Hakol Holech Achar Achisum, everything goes after the end. Everything goes after the finishing. And says the Tefer Shlomo Radamsku Remzi, the Radamsku Rebbe, that Ne'ilah brings up all the tefillos of the day. It brings up the tefillah of Erev Yom Kippur, it brings up the tefillah of Kol Midre, it brings up the tefillah of Pesukim Dezimra, Shacharis, Musaf, the Avoda, and Mincha. And the Ne'ilah brings up everything and locks up everything together. But we have to take what Rav Yaakov Emden says a little bit with tears or with a little more sincerity and with genuine and really put our heart and soul into the Ne'ilah. And says to Vashomo, when you have the Ne'ilah, special Ne'ilah, then it raises up all the tefillos of the day. Kol Holich Achar Achisun. And finally, tenth and final idea comes to us from a story of the Kiddush Levi. Kiddush Levi, right after Yom Kippur, he asked the Shamash if he could please bring him something to eat. He's very hungry, and they brought him some mezonos, and they brought him some shahakol. And he said, "Thank you so much, but when I was saying I was hungry, I wasn't saying I was hungry physically. I was saying I'm hungry spiritually." And he asked if he could bring him a seches sukkah. How many of us are running? I know myself. Of course, you're running. We're starving, but to be able to make sure after Yom Kippur, we're still learning a little bit. To be able to make sure, right? We know the Chazal say lechachol b'simcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Go eat because your sins are forgiven." But to be able to make sure we're still learning after Yom Kippur, and that's what Kedushas Levi says. Kedushas Levi says, make sure at the end of the day, you want to go eat, beautiful. But spirituality, make sure you don't learn. Make sure you don't go to sleep without learning a little bit. Beautiful inside the Kiddush Levi, just reveal these 10 ideas. Said the first ever, Misol Salatra is on his way to Kol Nidre, and he hears the baby crying, and he told his Gabbai, how could I go to Kol Nidre when I hear a baby crying? And this is exactly what Misol Salatra was all about. The Avodah during Asher Shemichui, you tell us to be extra careful to greet people with a smile, because sometimes people are a little more hard on themselves during these days. Be able to make sure to give them a little joyous, to be able to be besimcha. And that's when he told someone, what should be my kavana when I put on my talus in the morning? Don't hit the person next to you with the towel strings. Don't make sure your Ben Amzal Malkum is not coming at the expense of Ben Adam Lachavero. Beautiful three stories of Shal Salanta. The second idea from Shom of Bells. He heard one of his Talmidim, the Hasidim, and the Beis Midrash saying on Yom Kippur night, Imavadenu Anu Vanu, over and over again, if my sins, we're still your children. And he asked him, what's going on over here? And the Talmud said he wanted to remind himself that even though he sinned so much, Anu Vanu, we're still your children. We're still your family, Rabbeinu Shalom. Gemara says, the Kiddush Lamed Vav Mebeis. The Rav Biderman loves to quote the Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only when we're Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing Ratzon Hashem, then we have access to as a child. But says Rabbi Meir, no, but Kach Vekachnik Rabbanim. Either way, we're considered Hashem's child. And the Rashba says, we usually passing like Rabbi Yehuda, but here we passing like Rabbi Meir, the Kubin Rebbe. He said, it's a mitzvah lefarsim this Rashba. To remember the Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. Rav Chaim Freelander, Hashamnu. Hashamnu doesn't just mean we're guilty. Hashamnu means comes the word Shemama, empty. The reason why sin comes, Baganu, Gazanu, Yibanu, Dovi, Avinu, comes because of Hashamnu, because we're Shemama, we were empty, we were desolate. We were dry in our mitzvahs, so maybe the mitzvahs weren't there. We weren't passionate with our avodas Hashem. And the Kotzker Rebbe said that's exactly what chet happens. We shouldn't not do sin not to sin. Of course, that's one level. But we should not do it because we're so busy doing mitzvahs, so busy growing closer to the Bona Shom. The fourth idea from the Osho Divir Emes says, don't rush to get to HaMelech and rush to be able to get to Kedusha. Pesukim Zimra, the Berachas HaShachar, the Baruch Shemar, the Asher, to be able to make sure that to keep the main things, the tadir things we say every day, those are the ikar things. The other things are special too. The video is special too. The video is very, very special. But to make sure, don't rush through the davening as well. To be able to make sure every minute of the Pesukim Zimra is so special as well. The Altar of Kelm and the Rav Shutz Rebbe on the Pasuk V'yom Hazeh Yichaper Aleichem says the Altar of Kelm, it should really be the opposite. Really, first we're purified and then we're forgiven. Why are we forgiven and then purified? Says the Altar Rebbe, at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see us put a little bit of effort. If we feel put a little bit of effort, then Kadosh Baruch Hu comes with his atonement, and then when the purification comes. The Zerah Kodesh says, "L'taratzchem mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem." What does it mean, lefnei Hashem? There are certain sins that we know, and there are certain sins that we don't know. We ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should wipe away my sins that I know, and even the ones that you know that I don't know that I did. You, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should wipe those sins away, the sins that are lefnei Hashem. The Shom of Bells, the seventh idea, his student saw him breathing in. He's breathing very heavily. And he asked him, what are you doing, Rebbe? He says, I'm breathing in the holy air, the Kedusha of Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is not just holy when you're davening and when you're in shul, but every minute of Yom Kippur is Yom HaKadosh. It's brought down a Kalat. The holy day you're inhaling the Kedusha of Yom Kippur. Finally get to the Ne'ilah. Rav Yaakov Emden says, you want to know what Ne'ilah is all about? Batya, her rachamim was aroused because of Moshe's tears. We have to make sure to arouse HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim with our tears, with a little more energy, even though we're so hard and we're so hungry and we're so thirsty, with a little more sincerity. We'll try to our best to be able to arouse HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim with our tears and with our genuineness. The ninth idea, the Tver Shlomo says, the Gemara says in Brachas, and you beze him at Af, HaKol Holech Achar Chos Yichachisum. Maybe our shachars, maybe our milsof wasn't so great, but if our ne'ilah is great, it brings up all the rest of the tefillahs the rest of the day. And finally, the 10th day of the Kedushas, Levi asked his gabbai to be able to bring him something. He was hungry, and they brought him some mezonos and shahakol, and he said, thank you so much, but I was saying spiritually, and they brought him a gemara sukkah, and only after he learned for a few hours, then did he break his fast. Be able to make sure we end off Yom Kippur, not just rushing to the field, be able to make sure we don't go to sleep without learning a little bit, growing closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Which is about Bezog Be'ez Hashem, take 10 ideas of growing closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Be'ez Hashem, if we do these ideas, and to try to do our best, Yom Kippur is a hard day to stay focused the whole time, but do our best to be focused as much as we can, to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu proud. And Be'ez Hashem, should be zochah to us and all our families, to have Gemara Chasim, Tov Gugu Ben Shtyur. And Be'ez Hashem, a year of growth, health, much nachas, and Siyad Lishmai, Be'ez Hashem, Gemara Chasim,